Welcome to your meditation, Turning Towards Pain with Loving Awareness. My name is Ilse Grobler, and I'm honored to be offering this meditation with Zest Infusion. Take a mindful position and gently close your eyes. And allow yourself to softly land right here, right now. Follow your breath. Let it be your anchor. And whenever your mind wanders, come back to this anchor. In, out. In and out. Now turn your attention even more inward. Allow every breath to take you a little deeper. Deeper still. Until you rest at the altar of your own heart. And from this place of non-judgment, let's examine the story called pain. Every story consists of three parts: sensations, emotions, and the story you tell yourself about the experience. Now imagine that you attach a value to each part. Sensations equals 10, times emotions equals 10, times story equals 10. And if we multiply each of these three parts, it adds up to a total value of 1,000. Now notice what happens when you look at your story of pain in this way. Is it scary? Overwhelming? Intense? Is your natural reaction to avoid it at all cost? Now let's try a different approach. Let's use mindfulness, loving awareness, to turn towards the pain by looking at each part separately. So just stay back. And firstly, with curiosity, observe what your body is feeling. And you may realize that pain is not just one big overwhelming thing, but rather a constellation of many subtle bodily sensations, such as dullness, sharpness, aching, or throbbing, that is likely to change from moment to moment. So for now, just notice the nuanced qualities and fluctuations of sensations. feel into it. What is the exact size of the pain? Notice where is it located? Where does the sensation start? And where does it end? How much of your body is not in pain? If you think of the area of pain, what are its qualities? Is it sharp, rough, dull, burning, pressing, flashing, undulating, stabbing, tearing? If you relate to scales, what intensity does it have on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 being no pain, and 10 the strongest pain you can imagine. For the next few breaths, just stay with the sensation in this way, as long as you find it helpful. Experiment with softly naming to yourself what you find. Pay particular attention to change over time. Unexamined pain often feels like it's unchanging or always present. Prove that wrong by paying attention. Simply get a richer sense of your whole body. Your experience may still be uncomfortable, but by looking at the sensations in this way, it gives them less power over you. And perhaps you begin to realize that you are not your pain. Now let's turn our attention to the second part of the story, to your emotions. Feel what emotion you have about the pain in this moment. And once again, in the next moment. What emotions are related to the pain? Work with the most obvious ones, but be open to allowing them to shift and change. feel them in your body and softly name them. Allow them to be here, not because you like them, but because they are here. Is it sadness or more frustration? Anger? Fear? If somebody who never had this pain before was feeling what you feel right now, what would they make of it? It can be very helpful to use the sentence, "This is what anger feels like," or "What fear feels like," or "What sadness feels like." It's just an emotion that every human being feels at times. It is not who I am. Whether you are experiencing fear, sadness, anger, or unhelpful thoughts like dwelling on the past, or regretting that the future will not turn out as you'd like, simply let it pass without judgment. If intense fear or anger or another emotion can be hard to look at, you can imagine holding a flashlight in one hand. Now in your mind's eye, imagine your feelings as a vast landscape that surrounds you. And imagine that you allow the flashlight to land your attention on an image, a sound. For example, imagine your flashlight landing on the wind rustling. Instead of being annoyed by the sound, by tuning in, you can choose how you want to engage with it. Likewise, you can turn your attention to one emotion at a time in this vast landscape. And rather than trying to avoid an emotion, simply let your flashlight land on one emotion at a time. It may even be helpful to ask yourself, "What else? What else do I notice?" If you want to use your pain scale again, ask yourself, "What intensity does your emotions have on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 being no emotional pain, and 10 the strongest pain you can imagine." Now with loving awareness, turn your attention to the third part, the story that you are believing right now. Is there a story that it will never get better? That you won't be able to do X or to be Y or to become Z? Recognize it as just that, a thought, a story. It's not who you are, and we don't really care much about the content at this point. We can just let the story be and drop into the background, because we choose a different focus, like the breath. With the next few breaths, turn towards your story of pain with compassion and connection. And see how the story, the meaning, deeply influences both how you feel about the pain and how you actually experience the unpleasant sensations. Breaking down the components of your pain story in a mindful way by looking at your sensations. Think back to the score that you just gave out of 10, plus the emotions, and again your score that you gave out of 10. Plus the story or the thoughts and the score out of 10. And when we add up each part, even if you gave a 10 out of 10 for each part, that equals 30. You may not be able to handle 1,000, but perhaps you can handle 30. Now imagine each part as a bright colored balloon tied to a string that you are holding in your hands. And with loving kindness, imagine those balloons filled with helium, and then taking each balloon one at a time, wishing it well, and then letting it go. and follow that balloon with your eyes as it floats higher and higher, way up into the sky, getting smaller and smaller. Until it's out of sight. Now do the same with the second balloon and the third. Just letting it go. Higher and higher. Smaller and smaller, until it's out of sight. And now just bring your attention gently back to your breath. Following your breath once more, in and out. And come back into your body, noticing your feet on the floor, the parts of your body that is in contact with the chair, or the bed, or the cushion. Imagine what the room would look like when you open your eyes. And then as we conclude the meditation, come back to this present moment, a moment worth coming back to.